a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, Peter Lynham.
And to you, and a Happy Coptic Christmas for today.
For today.
Oh, more gifts.
What's Coptic Christmas?
Yes, they've held off a bit, haven't they? 7th of January is the date they celebrate the Coptic Christmas. So that is such an interesting story because the Copts don't have an easy life of it. So I think we should wish them a happy Christmas.
They don't have an easy life. Is it because the bulk of them live in Egypt and Russia and stuff like that, where they get a hard time from the Muslims?
Egypt. Copts are a particular group of Orthodox that are not recognised by the general Orthodox tradition, because in the Council of Chalcedon in the 380s, they adopted a position that was regarded as heretical by the rest of the Orthodox world about the nature of Christ's divinity. Mm. It's virtually impossible to explain this neatly, but they took the position, which is sometimes called monophysitism. Would you like me to try and explain?
Yeah, have a go, Peter, have a go.
You're allowed to laugh at my attempts, though.
Okay.
So the standard Orthodox position, also adopted by the Catholics and by most Protestants who think about these matters, is that Christ, Jesus Christ, has a divine nature from his incarnation and a human nature from his mother Mary. So he actually has two natures. Now, anybody with two natures, you'd think would have a problem. But the Orthodox doctrine then adds an extra point that these two natures always act in harmony. And the Copts felt this was unbelievably complicated, and they took the position that the human and the divine were united into one nature. Nature is a bit of an odd word. Can you imagine yourself having a nature that you're human, in other words? I mean, that's your nature. Mm-hmm. Just as animals will have an animal nature, mm-hmm. in this way of thinking about it. So that's the Copts united the two into one, hence monophysite. And this particular position led to them being ostracized by the rest of the Christian world. So there they were in... and they weren't originally all in Egypt, but they came to be predominantly in Egypt. And then, of course, Egypt became the centre of the Muslim world increasingly from the 13th century. And the Copts were absolutely isolated. And that's really the kind of background to who the Copts are. Their present situation, of course, is a lot more delicate because of the nature of Egypt today.
Why do they stick around in Egypt if they get such a hard time from the Muslims?
Well, in fact, right across the Middle East, the Christian minorities, which have been pretty significant throughout the Middle East, have been steadily migrating out to various countries in the rest of the Western world, especially to the USA, where they're often given preferential treatment in migration. And so Copts, who probably at one stage were a quarter of the population of Egypt, and actually were probably the older ethnic tradition of Egypt. Most Muslims in Egypt are Arab in origin, whereas Copts are, African in a particular sort of way. So they've been leaving. But because the Egyptians will not allow religious census figures ever to be published, we have to guess about what the proportion is and how much they've dropped by. We know that in Iraq, a once strong Christian minority has now been reduced into probably well below 5%, where it once was probably around 10%. So I think the same has probably happened in Egypt.
Does their version of Christianity, is it particularly conservative compared to the Christianity that we see in the West?
Yes, they are certainly very conservative. Their structure is not unlike the Catholic Church. They have a pope, and I think we've talked about their pope at the time when he died. Maybe it wasn't with you, but at some stage on the program we have. And they have a Yes, a lot of rules and regulations surrounding them in terms of codes of behaviour. But then, of course, they're also the manual labourers of Egypt. They're the keepers of the rubbish heaps. Mm. They're the people who do all the disgusting work in Egypt is assigned to the Copts. And the worst thing of all is that they are the subject of a great deal of violence. Mm. And most recently, on Friday, there was an attack on a church that was stopped by a policeman who died trying to defuse a bomb. Mm. And there's been a series of really disturbing attacks on Copts. The current Egyptian president, Sisi, is determined to change this. Yes. And has tried to make it a better regime for Copts and has done everything he can to protect Copts, especially allowing them to repair their churches. Because yeah. until 2015, they actually needed authority from the local council before they could do any repairs on their church building. Mm. And the local councils, dominated by Muslims, always refused, and then would close the churches as dangerous buildings.
Yes. Now, hey, Peter, I'd also read that they're actually forbidden from holding any jobs and, you know, high office sort of government jobs.
Yes, although, I mean, Boutros Ghali...
Sounds like they're forbidden to have any sweet jobs, really. Yeah.
Sorry?
Sounds like they're being shoved into all the crap jobs, like they're not allowed any decent jobs.
Yes, but some, like Boutros Ghali, I mean, eventually served as the United Nations Secretary-General. So they actually do end up with some significant jobs, but of course they miss out on the education, because the great education in Egypt comes through Islamic university.
Right. That's where all the talent gets funneled to teach as well, I could imagine.
Yeah. So most of the restrictions are informal rather than formal against them.
So it's not more like societal, it's ingrained in society in a way.
Yes, totally ingrained in society, that the Copts are kind of simple and dumb and not worthy of great respect.
Right.
And yet, of course, they're much, much older, much, much more traditional in that society than the contemporary people, the contemporary Arabs.
Very interesting. Very interesting. All right, Peter.
So enjoy your Coptic Christmas or what?
Today.
What should I give people?
Unfortunately, the Coptic Christmas doesn't involve the giving of gifts.
Okay, good. I'm happy to take.
Right. Okay.
So what is it? What do I do? Just have like a nice little dinner and go happy
Coptic
Christmas.
You need to go to an extraordinarily long church service, and I'm sure there's one happening out in Beach Haven at Coptic Church tonight.
Fantastic.
Apparently, I read on the internet, Peter, you go to church at 10:30 on Christmas Eve, and sometimes don't leave there till 4 a.m. the following morning.
That's right. Yeah. It's like huge service.
A bigger church like that, actually.
There's no moderation in Coptic Christianity.
All right.
Very good.
Hey, thank you very much, Peter, and we'll check in with you next week.
Excellent. Thank you. Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.